August, the Ministry of Christ. Believe that Christ will give us power to overcome, August 1. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In your efforts to overcome, you will meet with many temptations, but if you continue to strive, Christ will give you great success. The more serious the trials, the more precious the victory you gain. If you will only flee to the source of your strength, then you will receive a great blessing. But we must learn to cast all our cares upon Jesus Christ, who is our helper. All our sorrow and grief, take it to the Lord in prayer. It is a great thing to believe in Jesus. We hear many say, "Believe, believe, all you have to do is to believe in Jesus." But it is our privilege to inquire, what does this belief take in, and what does it comprehend? There are many of us who have a nominal faith, but we do not bring that faith into our characters. The statement is made that the devil believed and trembled. While he was in heaven, he believed that Christ was the Son of God, and when upon this earth he was in conflict with him here on the field of battle, he believed on Christ, but could this save him? No, because he did not weave Christ into his life and character. We must have that faith that works by love and purifies the soul, and this belief in Christ will lead us to put away everything that is offensive in his sight. Unless we have this faith that works, it is of no advantage to us. You may admit that Christ is the Savior of the world, but is he your Savior? Do you believe today that he will give you strength and power to overcome every defect in your character? We are to grow up to the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus, and we are thus growing up a precious temple unto the Lord. He says, "I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." It makes every difference with us whether we are living righteously or in sin. To some of us Christ may say that he is ashamed to call us brothers and sisters, but to those who are loaded down with burdens, the pitying Savior stands right by their side to help them. He took our nature upon him, that he might come right down to us in the temptation wherewith we are beset. Then shall we not accept him as our Savior? If you feel the wound and sting of sin, then it is for you to cry to the Savior to help you.